Okay, so picture this. You're going about your day, right? Maybe making dinner or scrolling through something online, and suddenly your phone rings and you glance at it and it says it's your bank. And instantly, like a little party brain goes, oh no, what's going on? Is everything okay?
Yeah, totally, because nobody wants to get a call from their bank out of the blue.
Exactly. Like it's never good news, is it?
It's never like, hey, we just wanted to tell you you won $1 million.
Right. It's always like, oh, there's some problem with your account or, you know, someone's trying to get into your money.
Exactly. And that's exactly what these scammers are banking on. Like, literally, they know you're going to feel that little jolt of fear and they're ready to use it against you.
It's scary how sophisticated these scams have become. Like, we've been digging into a ton of information about this, and it's clear this isn't just some random thing they're doing. They're using really clever strategies to try and trip people up.
Yeah, they've got like a whole playbook they're working from.
Exactly. And for this deep dive, what we really wanted to focus on is the biggest mistake people make when they get one of these calls. You know, the one thing that if you can avoid it, you basically slam the door shut on these scammers.
Right, like if you can just remember this one crucial thing, you drastically reduce your chances of becoming a victim.
So what we're going to do today is give you the knowledge to spot these scams a mile away. And most importantly, we're going to tell you the absolute number one thing you should never ever do if someone claiming to be from your bank calls you out of the blue.
And that number one thing is so simple, but so crucial. Never, ever give out any of your personal or banking information over the phone to someone who calls you unexpectedly.
Sounds kind of obvious when you say it like that, right?
It does, but you'd be surprised how many people fall for it in the heat of the moment.
Because they're good, these scammers, they're really good at sounding convincing. Like they know how to sound all official and professional, and they'll even use your name and maybe reference some details about your account to make it seem even more real.
Yeah, they do their homework. Sometimes they'll even use like really specific jargon or terminology that makes them sound super legit.
And they'll be asking you for things like your account number or your PIN or even your online banking login
Boom.
details, basically all the information they need to actually get into your account and take your money.
And think about it for a second. Your bank already has all that information, right?
Yeah.
They don't need to call you and ask for it.
So right there, that's a huge red flag. If someone's asking you to confirm things like your account number or password over the phone, it's almost certainly a scam.
Absolutely, a legitimate bank would never do that.
Okay, so let's get into how they actually make these scams so believable. Because they're doing more than just putting on a convincing voice on the phone, right?
Oh, yeah, they've got a whole bag of tricks. And one of the biggest ones is caller ID spoofing. Have you ever heard of that?
I have, but honestly, I'm not totally sure how it works. Can you break it down for us?
So basically, these scammers have figured out how to manipulate what shows up on your caller ID when they call you.
So even though it's not really the bank calling.
Exactly. It'll look like it's coming from the bank's official number, the one that's printed on your debit card or on their website. So you see that familiar number and you think, oh, okay, this must be legit.
It's like they're wearing a mask on the phone line, tricking your phone into thinking it's someone else.
That's a great way to put it. And the thing is, this technology is pretty readily available these days, so it's not that difficult for scammers to do.
That's kind of scary.
Yeah.
So basically, we can't even trust our own eyes anymore when we look at the caller ID.
Unfortunately, not. You really have to be extra cautious because that visual confirmation that we've relied on for so long isn't as reliable as it used to be.
All right, so caller ID spoofing is one way they make it seem real, but they also use a lot of psychological tactics too, right?
Absolutely, where they play on your emotions, especially your fear.
Yeah, like they'll say things that are designed to make you panic.
Exactly. They might say, oh, we've detected suspicious activity on your account, or there's been a fraudulent transaction, or someone's trying to drain your funds. They might even say your account is about to be locked or frozen.
And it's all designed to make you think, I have to act now, or I'm going to lose all my money.
Right. And when you're in that state of panic, it's harder to think clearly to stop and question what they're saying.
They know that if they can get you flustered enough, you're more likely to just do whatever they say without really thinking it through.
Exactly. It's all about bypassing your rational mind and triggering that emotional response.
And to make matters worse, they'll often throw in these subtle threats as well, right?
Oh, yeah. Like, if you don't act right now, you could be held liable for these fraudulent charges, or your account might be permanently closed.
So you feel like you're in this race against time, like you have to make a decision right this second, or something terrible is going to happen.
And that's the opposite of how a real bank would handle a situation like this.
Right, a real bank would understand that you need a minute to process things, to maybe even call them back on a number you know is legitimate.
They wouldn't try to pressure you into making a snap decision while you're on the phone with them.
That high-pressure, urgent tone,
yeah.
That's another huge red flag that something's not right.
Absolutely. If they're trying to rush you, it's a good sign you're dealing with a scammer.
Now, there's this one scam that keeps popping up in the research we've been doing, and it's particularly sneaky because it sounds like they're trying to help you.
Oh, yeah, you're talking about the safe account scam, right?
Exactly. Can you walk us through how that one works?
So they'll start by laying the groundwork right. They'll tell you there's a problem with your account, maybe it's been compromised, or there's some kind of security breach.
And then they'll say, don't worry, we're here to help.
Right. They'll sound all concerned and reassuring, and then they'll hit you with the solution we need to transfer your money to a safe account to protect it.
Oh, wow. So it sounds like they're actually looking out for you.
That's the genius of it. They turn your fear into trust. They make you think they're the good guys trying to save your money.
And they'll probably give you very specific instructions on how to do it right.
Oh, yeah. They'll tell you exactly where to send the money, what account number to use. They might even stay on the line with you while you do it.
But the problem is?
The problem is that safe account is actually controlled by the scammer.
So you think you're moving your money to safety.
But you're actually sending it straight to the criminal.
And once that money's gone, it's incredibly difficult to get back.
Pretty much impossible in most cases.
This is such a crucial point to remember. Legitimate banks will never ask you to transfer your money to a different account for security reasons.
Never, ever. If you get a call like that, hang up immediately.
All right, so we've talked about caller ID spoofing and creating a sense of urgency. But there's another tricky thing these scammers do. They try to exploit two-factor authentication.
Right, that extra layer of security that's supposed to protect you.
Now, for anyone who's not totally familiar with that, can you explain how two-factor authentication works?
Sure. So basically, it's like an extra step to prove it's really you when you're logging into your account or making a transaction.
So you enter your password
and then the bank sends you a one-time passcode, usually to your phone or email, and you have to enter that code to complete the login or transaction.
So it's like a second lock on the door.
Exactly. It makes it much harder for someone to get into your account, even if they have your password, because they would also need that unique code that's only sent to you.
But somehow these scammers are finding ways around that too.
Yeah, and it's pretty clever how they do it. They'll pretend they're sending you a security code to verify your identity or maybe to stop a fraudulent transaction that they just told you about.
So they'll say, we're texting you a code now. Can you read it back to us?
And if you do,
you've just given them the key to get past that extra layer of security.
Exactly. That one-time passcode is like a temporary key that unlocks your account. And if you give it to the scammer, they can use it to bypass the two-factor authentication and get right in.
So they can change your password, transfer money out of your account, could basically do whatever they want.
And you're none the wiser until it's too late.
It's crazy how they take something that's designed to protect you and turn it against you.
Yeah, it really highlights how important it is to be aware of these tactics and to never, ever give out those codes to anyone who calls you.
Because remember, a real bank would never ask you for that code over the phone.
Nope, that code is for your eyes only.
Okay, so we've talked about phone calls, but sometimes these scams also involve fake websites, right?
Oh yeah, that's a common tactic too. They'll try to lure you to a website that looks almost exactly like your bank's real website.
So you think you're on the legitimate site?
But you're actually on a fake site that's controlled by the scammers.
And they'll usually try to get you to log in, right?
Exactly. They might say there's a problem with your account or you need to update your information or something like that.
So you enter your username and password thinking you're logging into your secure bank account.
But you're actually handing that information directly to the scammers.
And once they have your login details, they can do whatever they want.
Drain your account, change your information, lock you out. It's a nightmare.
It's scary how convincing these fake websites can be. Sometimes it's really hard to tell the difference.
That's why it's so important to be cautious about clicking on links in emails or text messages, especially if they're unsolicited.
So the best thing to do is?
Always type your bank's web address directly into your browser.
Yeah.
Yourself. Don't click on any links.
That way you can be sure you're on the real site.
And if you're ever unsure, you can always call your bank directly to confirm.
It seems like one of the things these scammers really try to do is keep you on the phone for as long as possible. Why is that?
Control, that's the name of the game. They want to keep you distracted and engaged so you don't have time to think things through or question what they're saying.
It's like they're trying to keep you in their little bubble of manipulation.
Exactly. They might pretend to be helping you with some complicated process or verifying information or even resetting your password.
And the whole time they're working in the background trying to get into your account.
Right. They might even try to get you to approve transactions while you're on the phone with them.
So basically, if someone's insisting that you have to stay on the line while you do something related to your finances...
That's a huge red flag. It's a sign that they're trying to control the situation and prevent you from thinking for yourself.
A legitimate bank wouldn't do that?
Nope. They would give you the option to end the call and call back later if you need to.
Okay, so we've talked about all these red flags and how to spot a scam, but let's get really practical here. What should you actually do if you get one of these suspicious calls?
The most important thing is to hang up immediately.
Don't even try to argue with them or anything.
Nope. Just end the call. Don't feel bad about being rude. They're the ones trying to steal from you.
And then what?
Then take a deep breath and call your bank directly using the number on the back of your card or on their official website.
Don't use the number that called you.
Right, because that number could be spoofed. It might just lead you right back to the scammers.
So you initiate the call using a number you know is legitimate.
Exactly. And when you talk to your bank, explain what happened. Give them all the details you can remember, like the number that called you and what they said.
And they'll be able to tell you if there's really a problem with your account.
And they won't be surprised that you hung up and called back on a different number.
It's good to know that even if you don't fall for the scam, it's still important to report it, right?
Absolutely. Reporting these calls is crucial. It helps the banks and law enforcement track these scammers and potentially stop them from targeting other people.
So you're not just protecting yourself, you're helping to protect others as well.
Exactly. Think of it as a public service.
Where should you report these calls?
You can report it to your bank's fraud department and also to the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission.
They have a website and a phone number where you can report scams.
And the more information they have about these scams, the better they can fight back.
It's kind of disturbing when you think about how much these scams rely on manipulating people's emotions.
It really is. They're playing on our fears, our trust, our desire to do the right thing.
It makes you realize how important it is to be aware of these tactics and to always be a little bit skeptical.
Especially when it comes to your finances.
So the big takeaway here is vigilance.
Right? Absolutely. Stay alert, be cautious, and never give out your personal or banking information over the phone unless you initiated the call and you're sure you're talking to a legitimate representative.
If you're ever in doubt, hang up and call your bank directly.
That's the safest course of action.
It makes you wonder what other kinds of scams are out there and how they're going to evolve in the future.
It's a constant cat and mouse game.
But the more we know about their tactics, the better equipped we are to protect ourselves.
Knowledge is power.
Absolutely. And hopefully this deep dive has given you the power to stay safe out there.
Let's hope so.
We'll keep digging into these topics and bringing you the information you need to stay ahead of the scammers.
Stay vigilant, everyone.
And remember, if it sounds too good to be true,
it probably is.
We'll catch you in the next deep dive.